48, or Levium Ksiv. This is the way to remember. Now, the same way, the opposite way again. What's going to be Vitoyi Safre? Let's say the Sefer forgot what year, what protestic year he's holding in. Again, he keeps the Cheshbin from the Malchus Yavam, which was 380 years before the Churban HaBayis. Now he forgot, now he knows what 100th year was, well, it's 900 years after that. He just forgot whether it's 10, 11, 12, the protestic year. So he could also make his cheshbin by asking Nishan Latana. Let him ask the Tana that he keeps his cheshbin again from the beginning of Yimei HaMashiach, from the second to last 2,000 years. Kama, how many years are you holding in your cheshbin? Kama Katoni. And if so, v'nivtza binayu, take off minus from that cheshbin, aboyim mishmeina, like same thing we had before. That there's a difference of 48 years between the two, and therefore now, if the sefer forgot, and he has the cheshbin of the Tana, so what he has to do is, nivtza, let him take off, let him subtract from that cheshbin that the Tana will give you, take off 48 years, and that will be the amount of protestic years there is from the Malchus Yovan. Or Mishkachas Lo Lechumra, and you find exactly your cheshbon that you want. V'simnecha, what's the simon to this to remind yourself, to remember? Safra Betzira, that the cipher, the scribe, he has to take off. If he wants to find the cheshbon from the Tanis, he has to minus 48 years. Tana, if the Tana wants to find his cheshbon of the Yimei HaMashiach from the cipher, Taisvo, he has to add on 48 years onto that cheshbin that the Sefer will give him, and then he'll know his years that he wants to count of Yimei HaMashiach, which is 172 years after the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash, which is 552 years later from the time they start to count for Malchus Yavam. And therefore, if the Tana has to add on 48 years to that cheshbin, he'll come out to the 100th year, he'll come out to a clear year. Now the Gemara says also, Omar Rav Huna, Breit Rav Yeshua, Haiman de lo yoda kamishni b'shavua hu aimet. The person does not know in which year of Shemitah is he holding right now. So in Eretz Yisrael, that Shemitah is Nogeya, like Rashi says, Koy le minyin seyde Shemitahs, sho Yisrael meinim v'olchim efnei abayis. Bizman that the Beis HaMikdash used to count Shemitah. The Kaimelo and Shriyas bizman is Zenogu, and even bizman is Arosa will know Shemitah. So you have to know what year of Shemitah you're holding in now, to know which year not to work on the fields. Rashi says, "Vefilu l'Rebbe diyama b'zman shat mishamet karka to mishamet ksofim moedu to midrabbonim nogu l'kol ponim midrabbonim it's noig Shemitah today." So if you want to know what year you are throughout the years of Shemitah, to know what year you're holding in, I'll give you a cheshbin, how you can even cheshbin it today also. You know the count today. So he says, first of all is nit chodesh osa. You have to add on 1 year. And then, v'nechshav klolei b'yovlei, keep the klal of the yovels, u'prote b'shvuei, and the protim of the Shemitah years. So Rashi says, what it means to say, add on a year, that means if you start counting from the churban of the Beis HaMikdash. So you have to add on 1 year, because we know that the churban was chorav on Tisha B'Av, and Chazal say that was Moitzoi Shemitah, which really was the first year of Shemitah. Now they do not count that year because it happened on Tisha B'Av, the end of the year. So if you start counting from the Churban HaBayis, it's first start counting the next year. But really, as far as Shemitah goes, that year was the first year of Shemitah. So if we have, but any cheshbin you'll have now, how many years we are after the Churban HaBayis, so, and that's the way the Tana before keeps the cheshbin, he counts from the Churban HaBayis. So let's say you'll have a Tana gives you cheshbin, it's 350 years now after the Churban HaBayis. So if you want to count for the Yimei Shemitah, first of all, you have to add 1 year, because they count from the year after the Churban. Now that first year was the first year of Shemitah. So you have to make as if there's 351 years. Now, take off the Klolim, the hundredth out of it, and take the Protim, you only have 51 years. So it means take the hundredth, like let's say now it's 352 years after the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash, so these three hundreds, like it comes out there are two Yovels in a hundred, so there are two Yovels Lameya, so take out of this three hundreds, you know you have two Yovels, and now you're left with the Protim of 51 years. So it's like this, the Gemara says, Nishko mi meya trei. Out of every 100, take off 2. And v'nishtayim ha-protim. You have to add this on to the protim. So again, if it's now 350 years after the Churban, so firstly you have to add on 1 to make it 351. Out of these 300, for every 100, take off 2 years, 2, and add it on to this 51. So if you have 300, 3 times 2 is 6, so you have to add on to make it into 57 years and 57. And v'nechshevinu l'proti v'shrua, divide this 57 by 7. And then v'yodei kami shnei b'shvua, you know exactly which year of Shemitah you're holding right now. So Rashi explains, because out of the 100 years, true, there are 2 years of Yovel, but going now according to Rabbi Yehudi Shita, that Rabbi Yehudi says in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that Shnas Chamishim, the 50th year of Yovel, is Olu Lakan Lakan. It helps for both year. It helps for both. It's considered the 50th. It's Yovel, but it's also considered the first of Shemitah. Therefore, out of every 100, you have 2 years included into the Shemitah Cheshbon. So therefore, like we're saying, if you have 300 years, so if each one you take off 2, 300 is 6. Add on 6 more years onto this cheshbin of the protim that you have. It's 51 now, make it into 57. And divide 57 by 7, and then you know exactly which year Shemitah you're holding right now. Now we have 57, we divide it by 7, so comes out 8. 8 times 7 is 56, so you know 8 Shemitahs passed by already, and now you have 1 left over. This is the first year of the new Shemitah. So that's the cheshbin, you know exactly which year Shemitah you're holding in right now. The Gemara says, the Semnecha, what's the Sem to this? Kizesh Nosayim HaRov, the Keravoros, is already 2 years of the Rav. Means you say, for every 100 years, you have to take off 2 years and put it into the Protim, if we're going now according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that Shnas HaYevel itself is Oilo Lekana Lekana. It helps for both sides. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Chanina, that Achar Arba Meyos, the Churban Abayis, after 400 years, after the Churban Abayis, you should know, in Yom HaLechodim, the person will tell you, Kach Sode, buy a field, that Shov Elef Dinim, it's worth $1,000, but Dinim Rechra, sold to you for only $1, Lo Tikach, do not buy it. So Rashi explains, Al Tikach, She Ketsa Gula, because now it's come at the end of the Gula, of it, V'tikopa Etzlara Kodesh, I mean, Ketsa, Hagula, we're about to offer Moshe Mashiach, and therefore hopefully we'll come back to the Harakodesh. Lenachlas Avasecha, and even if in Eretz Yisrael now, you'll get back the original Nachlas you had. Therefore, V'lom et Tafsadina, why should you lose your money? Now, as he holds, after 400 years after the Churban Abayis, that's the time ready for the Mashiach to come. Even like we had before, after 172 years later, it's already after the past 4,000 years of the Bria Salem. But still, Vaitzat Yad HaKabbalah, the Mashiach will first come after 400 years. So for now that it's after 400 years, it's telling you, do not waste your money, do not buy it, because it's going to go, it will be returned anyway. All right, turn over. Mora says, B'masnisaton and the Braisi we learned, Achar Arbas Alpayim, or Mosayim, U'shloshim V'yachashono, after 4,000, and 231 years, the Bria Soilam, after the Bria Soilam, you should know, Im Yom Lechodim, the person will tell you, Kach Lechos Soda, buy a field, that Shav Elev Dinu, worth $1,000, but Dinu Recha for $1, Al Tikach, do not buy it. That's the way the Braisa learns. He learned the Braisa after 4,000 years, O Messiah Mishloishim V'yachas, 231. So really, this is 3 years more than we learned before. Before he said 400 years after the Churban of the Bayis. So again, 172 years after the Churban ends the first 4,000 years. So therefore there are 228 years. So the first man, the Yom, learned after 228 years. In the 4,000, after 4,000 earth, after 4,000, 228 years, do not buy anything. Here in the Bayis learns another 3 years. He says, you have to wait till 4,000 years of the Bria Salem, and 231. The Gemara says, "My benai, we can benai you. Tlosh shonin 3 years. The masnis and tofei shlosh shonin. The brayse adds on 3 years, like Rashi says. The cheshbon of brayse Moshe chagol shalosh shonim yoser. Another 3 years. They're minu liel
Acha kufayim beishonim lecha korban nishlamo al basafayim. After 172 years after the korban of Eis Hamikdash, that's finished the first 4,000 years. Hoysef aleihem yafdid onto this. This time Bryce holds Reish Lamed Aleph 231. That only Bryce already had case liacha tov gimel lekorban. He holds the case will be after 403 years after korban abayis. Rabbi Chanina before learned no. Top come after 400 years after the Churban. Kshomer Chilam will say, Adayim loy Ovru test the Churban. So that's the Shiloh, if it's 400 years afterwards, after the Churban Abayas, or 403 years after the Churban Abayas. Now the Gemara says, Ahu Shtar, there was a Shtar, Tevi Kosovay was written the date in that Shtar, the Kosovay,